My story begins back in 2000 when I was working with Thoroughbreds at Churchill Downs. My normal day would start around 3:30 a.m. This particular morning, we were well into training when around 8:30 a.m. I began to feel strange. So I went to the ladies' restroom. All three of my fillies were back in their stalls, so I felt it was okay to leave the barn. By the time I reached the restroom, I was beginning to experience some extremely acute and strange symptoms all at the same time, such as explosive diarrhea, my head feeling like it was going to explode, vomiting, dizziness, and loss of balance. This continued for over an hour, and then the symptoms seemed to subside. Now, anyone that knows me knows that my horses always come first, so I went back to the barn to finish my work. I didn't tell anyone because I didn't want to be sent home. As the morning progressed, I began to go downhill, but I was determined to finish working with my fillies. By the time I finished with my last filly, I literally crawled out of her stall on my hands and knees. Everyone had already left the barn by the time I finished. My strength was totally gone, and I was having a very hard time keeping my focus and my balance. I made it to my car and called my girlfriend, and she stayed on the cell phone with me and was at my apartment by the time I got there. I know God sent angels to drive me home that day because I do not remember it. I just remember being in and out of consciousness, and my girlfriend was there beside me in the emergency room. There had been a confirmed case of West Nile virus at Churchill Downs just 1 week earlier, and I was experiencing all the symptoms of the virus. They did all kinds of tests on me in that hospital and could not find any results, but they did not test me for West Nile. They kept me for about 36 hours, and then the doctor came in and told me that I needed a lot of rest and I would get more rest at home. So he released me. I kept going downhill, and I was sent to specialists who would tell me the same thing. We aren't finding any results for all these symptoms that you are experiencing. I was in a cancer specialist's office, and I could barely stand up, and he tells me the very same thing. Then he looks me straight in the face and says, "Are you sure that you are not depressed?" Now, if I had had any strength at all in my body, I would have knocked him flat on the floor, and I told him just that. You have to understand, 2 weeks earlier, I was a vibrant, extremely healthy woman, and now I felt like I was slowly dying. One of my best friends suggested that I go see her doctor. He is an MD nutritionist and almost impossible to get an appointment with. The Lord once again made a way where there seemed to be no way. I got in to see him in 2 days. He started me on IV therapy and sent for my records. I told him what the other doctors had kept telling me. Now, when he received my records and examined them, and I saw the look on his face, it scared me. He walked out of my room, and I thought a bomb had hit the office. After a few minutes, he came back in, looked at me, and said, "Linda, I need to apologize to you for the entire medical industry. You have a fever of 104 plus. Your white blood count is off the wall. Your red blood count is off the wall. Your hematocrit and your hemoglobin is off the wall. And you are totally anemic. And they're telling you you're depressed?" Well, he kept me on IV therapy, and I had to give myself B12 and magnesium injections for 3 months. Ouch. This doctor taught me valuable information and started me on my journey of research about health and nutrition. I survived the attack, but my immune system was in a very weakened state. I started working as a medical assistant, and I would catch everything that the patients would bring into the office. No matter how healthy I ate or what supplements I would take, I was not that same vibrant, healthy woman. In April of 2009, I was introduced to the most incredible product. It truly is my miracle, and I will explain to you why. Exactly 1 hour after I started taking Silversol, I started experiencing all the symptoms of West Nile, just like I had back in 2000. I was getting very, very sick again, and I was not sure what to do. My sponsor and I called the company, who in turn called the manufacturer, and out of thousands and thousands of testimonies, no one ever experienced side effects. What should I do? Should I stop taking this product? Or should I trust and keep taking it? I heard this small voice within me say, "Linda, trust and detox." So I doubled the dose. A battle raged on in my body for 5 days. I was very, very sick and uncomfortable. But on the sixth day, every single symptom was gone. And from that day until now, I have never had a cold, virus, sinus, allergies, yeast, bladder, or kidney infection. The simple truth is, I have never been sick.